But now we're going to do a little activity. Now, to help me with that activity, I'm going to invite my assistant, Karen, into the room, because it's good if there's at least one other person that can do it with you. It's going to help. So, Karen, come on in. Now, if you're driving your car and listening to this, please don't do this exercise. We have to wait till you get home so you can shut the tape off or the CD off. Wait till you're home. If you're in a room, you can do it. Okay, so I'm going to go through it. I'm trusting you not to try to do this while you're driving. Okay, you're in your room. Wherever you are, I want you to look at the wall that's exactly across from you. If it's a window, if it's a door, if it's a wall, it doesn't matter. Okay, look at that wall. Now, I want you to imagine you hear a big banging on the other side of that wall. Bam, bam, bam. Something wants to come in. All of a sudden, magically, through that wall, here comes this giant yellow fish. And it's floating through the air, and you're looking, wow, look at that yellow fish. It's unbelievable. It's huge. And it opens its mouth, and out of its mouth comes this great big giant bubble. And inside the bubble is Bill Clinton. And you go, whoa, Bill. And you start waving, and he's looking down at you, smiling and waving. And then Bill reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a bunch of red marbles. And you think, wow, marbles. I haven't seen those since I was a kid. But he takes these red marbles out, and he drops them onto the floor in front of you. And you see all these marbles fall on the floor, and they magically go into the shape of a star. And you go, wow, that's cool. And inside the star, there's a Walmart. And you think, wow, Walmart. I need to do some shopping anyway, and I love their low prices. So you go on in. You look down the aisle once you get in, and as far as you can see, every aisle, the only thing that's there is bags of Fritos. Bags of Fritos everywhere, piled to the ceiling. And you go, whoa, they're having a sale on Fritos. Well, I'm kind of hungry anyway. So you grab that bag, you open it up, and inside the bag is broccoli. Well, you think, gee, I want to start eating healthy anyway. Might as well start now. So you pull out a piece of broccoli, and you bite it. And instantly, out of the broccoli comes chocolate, chocolate everywhere. It starts oozing all over your face, and it gets onto your brand new blue sport coat. And you think, oh, great, I just paid a fortune for this coat. Now it's all over the coat. You quickly grab a National Enquirer off the rack at the checkout stand, a National Enquirer, and you begin to rub the spot. And you rub, 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 and the chocolate's still there. So you then grab a bottle of Coca-Cola, and you pour it onto the National Enquirer, and now you rub the National Enquirer on your blue sport coat, and it magically turns your blue sport coat into a bright red shirt. Whoa, there went your sport coat, but now you're wearing a bright red shirt, but it's a polo shirt, so you like it. But you look down the aisle, and there's a bull, and he's got his horns, and they're pointing right at you, and he's starting to huff and puff and scratch and paw, and he's looking at your red shirt. You're thinking, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But all of a sudden, that bull stands on his tiptoes and reaches for a plastic toy guitar. And he grabs that plastic toy guitar off the rack, and he starts strumming a song. He strums the national anthem, and everybody in Walmart starts singing the national anthem along with this bull. Okay, now, Karen and my friend that's listening, look at that wall again. Something's banging against it. What comes through the wall?
A yellow fish.
Right, a yellow fish. Okay, and what comes out of the fish's mouth?
A big bubble.
Okay, now Karen's going to give you a chance to answer before she does, so just take a little beat before you answer, Karen. Okay, who's in the bubble?
I'm looking at Bill Clinton.
Okay, Bill Clinton waves at you, and what does he pull out of his pocket?
Marbles.
Okay, drops the marbles onto the floor. They go into what shape?
The shape of a star.
What's inside the star?
The star would be Walmart.
Right. There's a Walmart inside the star. You go inside the Walmart. What's everywhere you can see?
Bags and bags of Fritos.
Okay. You grab a bag. What comes out of the bag?
Yummy broccoli.
Okay. You bite the broccoli. What gets on your face?
Chocolate.
Okay. Gets all over your?
Blue suit coat.
Okay. Your blue sport coat. And you grab a?
That would be a National Enquirer.
Off the rack. You rub the spot. It doesn't come out. You then pour?
A can of Coke.
Okay. Can of Coca-Cola onto the National Enquirer. You rub it again, and it turns your blue sport coat into a?
red shirt.
Okay, and what's down the aisle looking at you?
A big bull.
Okay, and he stands up his tiptoes, up on his tiptoes, and what does he grab off the rack?
He's going to grab a plastic guitar.
That's right. Okay, Karen and you have just memorized 15 words in order in a matter of minutes. Now, we're going to go through it one more time, okay? Here we go. Karen, what comes through the wall?
A yellow fish.
Okay, and now you repeat with Karen. And what comes out of the fish's mouth?
A bubble.
Who's in the bubble?
Bill Clinton.
What comes out of his pocket?
Marbles.
They go into what shape?
A star.
What's in the middle of the star?
Walmart.
Okay, what's down every aisle?
Fritos.
What's in the bag of Fritos?
Broccoli.
What comes out of the broccoli?
Chocolate.
Okay, gets all over your...
blue coat.
Okay, you grab a...
National Enquirer.
Okay, you rub it, nothing comes out. You now pour...
a can of Coke.
On the National Enquirer, you rub it again. It turns your blue sport coat into a...
red shirt.
And down the aisle...
is a big bowl.
And it grabs a...
a plastic guitar.
Okay, good. Now, just repeat with me the words. This time, I'm not going to coach you at all. Here we go. We'll start with the first one that comes through the wall.
Yellow fish. Bubble. Bill Clinton. Marbles. Star. Walmart. Fritos. Broccoli. Chocolate. National Enquirer.
Oops, you missed one.
Ooh, let's see, broccoli.
The chocolate gets on.
Oh, broccoli gets on the blue sports coat.
Okay.
National Enquirer. Coke. Red shirt. Bull. Plastic guitar.
Good. See, she memorized, just like you did, 15 words in their order. And guess what? You'll be able to remember those words in that exact same order for the next 2 weeks, 6 months from now. Anytime you see that fish coming through the wall, your mind will be able to remember those 15 words in order. Now, what happened? Did you all of a sudden receive a photographic memory that you never had before? No, it's always been there. You just didn't have the key to open that door. You see what happened just now? Instead of memorizing with the left side of your brain, the analytical side, you simply learned a technique that activates the right side of your brain, and you memorized those 15 words using the right side or the visual and feeling side. Okay, much easier way to memorize, much more effective and efficient than memorizing with the left side. But all your life, you've tried to memorize with the left side. So all I've done is simply show you and Karen this simple little technique that activates that one part of the brain, and it enables you to achieve an outcome. If I asked you right now, can you memorize 15 words in order that are unrelated, you could pass that same lie detector test with a completely different answer. You could answer yes, and you'd still pass the test. Why? Because you learned a technique. That's what this mentoring series is all about, teaching you very specific techniques. This is just a simple technique to demonstrate that when you have the right technique, you are capable of achieving things that you could have sworn you could have never achieved, and you would have been right. But with the right technique, you can.